You know, all that brings up is something we never get done. Went up to Montana, my brother-in-law moved up to Montana. He was starting up a business. He's been in the technology business all his life. So he's starting a business. Well, they already had a business going where they made camper shells. And he was getting it set up for a sewing too, for sewing all kinds of things. And so he had a camper, not a shell, but the whole sits on for camping on the truck there. And he says, would you, since Fort Mike had been glued on a little shell for something not so long, he said, would you plane that down? I said, sure. You got a plane? Yeah, I got a plane. So he hands me the plane and I go, wait, that's a little tough. That's, where's your stone? Well, I don't have one. Well, how did they ever use that thing? Dull. So, well, and the next door, there's the hardware store, so go there and get some little things, new things I didn't want to waste any money on. I said, well, they got a shop and they got a sharp tool right down the street, so I walked down there. I gave it to him, he ran it on his stone, and he handed it to me. And he said, $1. I says, that isn't sharp. I says, it's sharp enough on your stone. I don't have a stone. Well, here's a guy that's making his living sharp. He doesn't even have a stone to sharpen something with. I said, I can't use this. Well, he says, that's all I have, $1. And he said, he went back. He cut maybe half a cut, because for Mike, it's very, it's going to be very sharp. So he cut it all. I worked for 2 hours trying to cut that little thing down about that much.
It's dense.
It's dense, but you have real sharp tools, like a razor blade. And I used to work with very sharp tools. A guy making his living sharp, he thinks that he doesn't have a stone. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Maybe that's what's happening all over.
Could ask me. I had a house I had rented up there. A man working as a carpenter in the movie industry. And he looked at my tools and he picked up my other stone in a box. He says, what's this? I says, that's a sharpening stone. He says, what is it for? He says, you sharpen my tools. I says, what do you do? I guess dough, I throw away and buy another one.
See?
That makes sense.
These days, that's what people
and they're not even sharp when you buy them.
Right.
They're just ground. But if you take a microscope and look at it, the ragged edge, it'll fall over to where it won't cut.
That's all they know.
I'm giving you a great big education
on
a lot of things.
Haven't
made any.
Thank you. Do you know?